Item number 10.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the contracting out of dietary services at the Behavioral Health Division. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. I think this item has been before us enough that, and I'm assured that my committee members have read the report, and so I'm just going to cut right to asking if there are any questions or concerns regarding the report.
Can we hear from the department?
Sure.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, this is a report that we're now submitting on a biannual basis to the committee related to the ongoing performance of the contracted dietary services that we are currently using at the Behavioral Health Division. What you see before you is some of the metrics that we have been using to monitor the quality of the service and some of the methods that we have begun to use to correct some of those errors and to address any issues that that get raised. What you see on the first couple tables is selected metrics that we have measured and the performance of the vendor to date. We also have a customer satisfaction survey that we have been utilizing. Then on table three, you'll note the number of errors and phone complaints, which is the primary method that we receive complaints and issues, and you'll see that we have a less than a 0.1% of errors or complaints per meal served from the Aviance vendor. Then we end the report with a number of initiatives that we have put into place and are continuing to develop in terms of how meals are served at the Behavioral Health Division. We're using more of a family-style dining technique rather than a system of trays. When we use the family-style dining rather than the system of trays, food is hotter or it's at the proper temperature. There's more consumer choice in terms of the types of food that they're able to use, and that we have found that there's a decreased amount of waste. And it also helps facilitate more positive interactions between the Aviance staff, the behavioral health staff, and the consumers that we work with. So that's some of the kind of the primary issues that we're, or primary solutions that we are undertaking in order to address some of the complaints that we have gotten.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any comments or questions from committee? Okay. Item number 10. Okay, so we do have a card from on 10. Mm-hmm. Yep, from Patricia Rogers. Probably is.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, just a quick question. Are there any figures on the savings that contracting out, are there savings because of the contracting out of these services when it at one time belonged to county workers? Are there figures for that?
Mr. Kubitschek does have those figures.
Yes. Madam Chair, Supervisors, if you could look at the fiscal savings section on page 3 of the board report, we're projecting an average monthly savings of more than $112,000 per month, which translates into an annual savings of about $1.3 million a year.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Supervisor Weishan.
I think, Madam Chair, what do you attribute that savings to? Is it the actual cost of the meal, or is it based on basically our accounting practices of legacy costs and other issues.
To itemize the $1.3 million out into specific items, I don't have that information available, but I believe it's a combination of all. Avianz is a very large provider, so you have the economy of scale, which results in a lower cost per meal. In addition, there are absolutely legacy cost savings that are involved in this figure. I could get the figure itemized out more specifically.
Just one comment on that, Madam Chair, is that I really don't think that we should be looking at these legacy and overhead costs, because the fact is they don't go away. You know, just because you contract out, that doesn't mean that somehow our the former people who perform those jobs, that those both pension contributions and things like that somehow magically disappear. That our pension contribution is our pension contribution. The cost of health care, whether we have, say, 5,000 employees versus, you know, 4,800 employees, really isn't drastically that much different. And I think some of the so-called savings is more of an accounting mechanism versus what the actual bottom line is.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other comments or questions from committee? We have been receiving this report for the past 2 years. We were doing it on a monthly basis, and then we knocked it down to a biannual basis. Is there a desire from the committee to continue to receive these reports? On number 10.
Well, I had recommended yearly in agenda setting, but it's up to you. You guys have been here longer than I have.
Okay. All right, Madam Clerk, please note that the committee would like to continue to receive an annual report. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. Item number 11.